ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon the Holy Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, and his pure progeny, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We have been almost starting to get into the final days or descending bent of the month of Ramadan. These nights are very important nights, the night of destiny, the night of power, however you want to translate Laylatul Qadr. It's a night that we need to recognize the value of this night, our destiny and decree. Our year to come will be destined and programmed throughout these very little tiny moments or quick moments of these nights. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the chance and tawfiq to successfully, inshallah, implement the teachings of Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam into action, and inshallah make benefit of this very important night. The 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiya, the book of Imam Zainul Abidin, his legacy, and the title of this 12th dua is Fil i'tirafi wa talab at-tawbati ila Allah ta'ala, in confession and in seeking repentance toward Allah. We got to the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is calling upon Allah with the most beautiful phrases or in the most beautiful ways. Ya a'tafa man atafa bihil mustaghfirun. O tenderest, O the most flexible of those around whom run seekers of forgiveness. That tawaf is what you do around Kaaba, is that action that you run around or you walk around the Kaaba, the house of God. And then says, look at it as the Lord that accepts your forgiveness, and the forgiveness seekers go around that Lord, or walk around or do tawaf of around that Lord. Let's take a break and inshallah come back.
Rabbana. A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners, inshallah, you keep us in your du'as on this very important night, this very special night. The phrase that comes after is, وَيَوْمَ نَعَفْوُهُ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ نِقْمَتِهِ. Oh, he whose pardon, whose forgiveness, whose afw is greater, is more than his vengeance, than his punishment, than his wrath. Why? Look at the Holy Quran, Surat Al-An'am, the sixth surah of the Holy Quran, the sixth chapter of the Holy Quran, verse number 12. قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, to whom belongs whatever in the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah, or to Allah. قُلْ لِلَّهِ. And then, in this part of the Holy Quran, one of the most hope-creating, hope-bringing, one of the positive vibes that you just need in this night to ignite your heart for breaking yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in confession and in humbleness and to go back to Him, to return to Him. And this part of this verse is really bringing tears into eyes of those who are ready to make their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, to restart, to reestablish their connection. And that is, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon Himself mercy or mercifulness. That is the basis. That is the default system. The default is the mercy of Allah. The default is not the wrath. His mercy overrides His wrath. Let's take a break to come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, we are together with the last portion of our session for the program Bridge, contemplating on the phrases of the book Sahifa Sajjadiyya by Imam Zain al-Abidin. Ya man afwuhu aktharu min niqmatih. Imam Sajjad says, oh, he whose pardon, whose forgiveness is greater than his mengeance. Wa ya man ridahu awfaru min sakhatih. Oh, he whose good pleasure is more abundant than His anger. This is Allah. If you want to know Allah, do not know Allah only by His punishment. See Allah through His moments, through the moments of your life that you witnessed, that was proven to you that Allah is so merciful. Remember those moments. Do not let yourself forget them. Thinking of the punishment of Allah, which exists, does not quiet or completely stop you from the wrong action. That's why when you look at the Holy Quran, the rahmah, the mercifulness of Allah is mentioned way over His other sifat and qualities that indicate His power and His anger. And then in here, Imam says, يَا مَنْ رِضَاهُ أَوْفَرُ مَنْ سَخَتِهِ. These terms and phrases, oh, he whose good pleasure is more abundant than his anger, is what we exactly need on these nights of Qadr. To remember that if we come back to him, he's there waiting for us. He's there waiting to take our hands, to grab our hands and grant us the power to get back up. وَيَا مَنْ تَحْمَدُ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ بِحُسْنِ التَّجَاوُزِ. Oh, he who seeks his creatures praise with excellent forbearance. This is the Allah that we do not know Him truly. And if we know Him right, then we will serve Him, then we will obey Him the right way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد